honor the reading of the Word of God this morning. I'm going to be in 1 Kings chapter number 20. 1 Kings chapter number 20. I hear pages rattling, so I'll give you just another minute to get there. 1 Kings, that's right before 2 Kings. Amen. Help you find it. All right, in 1 Kings chapter number 20, we'll begin reading in verse number 1. The Bible says, "And Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered all his host together. There were 32 kings with him, and horses and chariots. And he went up and besieged Samaria and warred against it. And he sent messengers to Ahab, king of Israel, into the city, and said unto him, Thus saith Ben-Hadad, Thy silver and thy gold is mine, thy wives also and thy children, even the goodliest, are mine. And the king of Israel answered and said, My lord, O king, according to thy saying, I'm thine and all that I have. And the messengers came again and said, Thus speaketh Ben-Hadad, saying, Although I've sent unto thee, saying, Thou shalt deliver me thy silver and thy gold and thy wives and thy children, yet will I send my servants unto thee tomorrow about this time. They shall search thine house and the houses of thy servants, and it shall be that whatsoever is pleasant in thine eyes, they shall put it in their hand and take it away. Then the king of Israel called all the elders of the land and said, Mark, I pray you, and see how this man seeketh mischief. For he sent unto me for my wives, for my children, for my silver, for my gold, and I denied him not. And all the elders and all the people said unto him, Hearken not unto him, nor consent. Wherefore he said unto the messengers of Ben-Hadad, Tell my lord the king all that thou didst send for to thy servant at the first I'll do. But this thing I may not do. And the messengers departed and brought him a word again." Now, for the sake of time, I'll skip two or three verses here. But there's a battle going to take place here very shortly. But notice, before this thing comes to pass in verse 13, look what your Bible says here. "And behold, there came a prophet unto Ahab, king of Israel, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Hast thou seen all this great multitude? Behold, I will deliver it into thine hand this day, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. And Ahab said, By whom? And he said, Thus saith the Lord, even by the young men of the princes of the provinces. And then he said, And who shall order the battle? And he answered, Thou. Brother Conrad, would you pray this morning and ask God's blessings on the meeting? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you. Yes. Have your way this morning, Lord. Help us, Lord. Pray, God. Amen. Amen. You can be seated this morning. Back in verse number 3 and verse 4 is where I want to draw a thought from this morning. Ben-Hadad, it says here that thy silver and thy gold is mine. Thy wives also and thy children, even the goodliest, are mine. And the king of Israel answered and said, My lord, O king, according to thy saying, I'm thine in all that I have. I want to preach this morning on this thought, Fighting or folding? Fighting or folding? You'll notice, friend, that from the very beginning when God created Adam and Eve and Satan came against God's people there, there was a warfare that started. And throughout the ages, there always has been a warfare against God's people. And let me tell you something this morning. You're either in the battle or you're out of the battle this morning. And I tell you this morning that God wants some men, God wants some women that'll stand up and fight today against the wiles of the devil, because the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 12, He says, "Woe unto you, inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, for he knows that he has but a short time." And you better know this morning that he's the one. Hey, he's out to steal. He's out to kill. And he's out to destroy. He's out to drag as many down to the depths of hell with him as he possibly can. He's out to wreak havoc upon the children of God today. And let me tell you something. If you're going to do anything for God today, he's going to come against you. Amen. And I guarantee you, with under the sound of my voice this morning, there's families that's having troubles, there's individuals that's having troubles, there's children that's having troubles this morning. Hey, the devil is going about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And we better get ready today to do battle against him. Amen. Well, listen to me, friend. Let me tell you what God has said over in the book of Exodus chapter number 19. This right here has the Mosaic covenant within it. It says, "And Moses went up to God, and the Lord had called out to him from the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say unto the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, You've seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Listen now. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all the people, for all the earth is mine. You shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel." Well, what's that got to do with us? The Bible tells us over in 1 Peter that we're a chosen generation. We're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and we're to show forth the praises of God who called us from darkness unto light. Amen. Amen. We're supposed to be a praising people, a peculiar people, and a battling people, friend. The devil, friend, he is a real foe, and he's wreaking havoc in the church and in homes throughout this land today. We better learn some things about this devil. Amen. Because he knows exactly where our weaknesses are, and he's going to come against us in the areas where we're the weakest. He loves to get those who are lagging behind. You begin to follow the Lord afar off, the devil has got his eyes upon you. Amen? Amen. You ever watch TV, some of these nature shows, and when there's a predator that's watching a flock, he's always watching for that one that lags behind. He's watching for that one that's been wounded, for that one that's weak. And that's the way the devil is today. He wants you weak. He wants you vulnerable, friend, and he wants to pounce upon you and destroy you. Notice some things right here in this passage of Scripture with me this morning. Notice right here there's a war against God's people. I don't know if you realize this morning that the devil wants to destroy you. It's good to be saved. It's good to be on the winning side. But if the devil can infiltrate your life, he wants to destroy you and your family, everything around you. He wants it. And you better know he's going to come after it. First, number one right here, notice the matchup that's against God's people right here. He says, "And Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered all his hosts." Can I tell you, all of hell will come against you? Amen. "And there were 32 kings with him, and horses and chariots, and he went up and besieged Samaria and warred against it." In this matchup, can I tell you something this morning? You're no match for the devil. You're no match for him. Don't think you're going to give the devil a black eye this morning. Hey, you need God on your side, friend. If you're going to stand against the wiles of the devil, you're going to need the Lord. Hey,
Paul tells us over in the book of Ephesians that we better put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, God has not left us alone. He's not left us defenseless. God is on our side, and greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Thank God for that this morning. We don't have to suffer defeat by the devil. We don't have to be knocked down and knocked out of the battle this morning. But I can tell you one thing. Have you ever been in a fight? Men, you ever been in a fight where you didn't get a little lick upside the head every now and then? Amen. You're going to get wounded in this battle. But the thing is, can you get up? Can you get back on your feet and get back in the fight? It's easy to get your feelings hurt. Amen. Hey, there's a lot of folks come to church today. They've got a chip on their shoulder just daring somebody to offend them. Where I can leave, where I can go to the house, where I can pout, where I can whine and say, well, they did it, not me. You better get you some guts and get you some grit, friends, because the devil's going to fight you. Amen. And get ready to get wounded. Get you some grit in you and stand against him, man. We need some men today, some real men that'll stand up and keep the fire burning at the house of God. All these little old children that walk down here this morning, there is a cause today. Amen. And they're looking up to some, they're looking for some elders today. They're looking for some real men that they can look up to, daddies. Amen. Don't be a wimp. Amen. Be a man. Notice the matchup. Hey, Ahab was no match. He was no match for them. It scared him to death. You better be scared of the devil. You better be scared of him. But let me tell you, you don't have to yield to him this morning. Notice the first message right here to Ahab from the enemy. He sent messengers to Ahab, king of Israel, and said unto him, thus saith Ben-Hadad, thy silver and thy gold is mine, thy wives also and thy children, even the goodliest, are mine. That's his message. Can I tell you, the devil loves to tell you things. Amen? If you'll notice, the message of the devil is always negative. Amen? God's got a positive message for you this morning. Amen? He's greater than anything the devil can throw at you, but you got to turn to Him. You got to be obedient. You got to trust Him. And you're going to have to get in there and fight for yourself sometime. Amen? God ain't going to do nothing for you can do for yourself. Amen? He's looking for some people today that'll stand against the devil and his wiles. Now, he was speaking right here to the leader. We need some strong leadership today. Amen? Brother Tim, Brother David, our deacons, our Sunday school teachers, hey, daddies, our pastor, assistant pastor, we need some strong leadership in our homes. Because the devil's going to fight you to destroy you. Amen? Oh, listen to me this morning. His first message, I got you. I want what you got. I want your wives. I want your children. I want your finances. I want to destroy you. Basically what he's saying. But I want you to notice this right here. Not only the matchup and the first message, but a big mistake. You see, Ahab, he listened to what the enemy said, and he was willing to just give it up. Not even a fight. You ever seen a bully? You ever had any experiences with a bully? Some of you high school kids, grammar school children. I remember when I was a little boy in elementary school, there was a boy in fifth grade with us. He was the only one in fifth grade old enough to shave. I'm telling you, he'd been there a while. And he was about 2 feet taller than everybody else. And he was a bully. He was a bully. He'd come out to these little old boys and he'd say, give me lunch money. And most of us, we'd go to reaching in our pockets, man. Give me a nickel. Give me a dime. Give me a quarter. Every day. And one day, me and a little buddy of mine, both of us little old measly runts, well, here comes that old boy. We met him on the streets in Bowden. He stopped us. He said, "Give me your money." Here, I'll go. Let me see if I got any. But my buddy there was amazing to me, Brother Tim. He wore glasses. He said, "We ain't giving you no money. We ain't giving you no more money." And he said, "You're going to give me your money or I'm going to beat you in the ground." Old Danny, he took his glasses off, said, "Hold these." You know what? He squared off to fight the bully, and you know what the bully did? He turned around and walked off. He never did give us any more trouble. I thought he'd gone and gotten me killed. But I learned something right there. You know, the devil's like that. He's a bully. He likes to belittle. He likes to beat you down. He likes to make you think you're worthless. You're nothing. But let me tell you something. God can handle him. God can handle him. You know what the trouble with old Ahab was? When he said, "I want your finances." I got a little illustration here for you this morning. "I want your finances." You got them? Throwing in the top. You ever seen you ever watched a boxing match on TV? It goes several rounds and somebody gets beat up pretty good and here comes another round up and they throw in the towel. That's to say, "I give up. I quit. I'm beat." That's the way Ahab was. He was willing to throw in the towel on his family. He was willing to throw in the towel on his children. "Dad, I'm yours. I'm ready to serve you. Whatever you want me to do, you just take my children. Just take my wife, my home, my country." He was willing just to throw it in. You know what his problem was? He was self-centered. He was selfish. All he was interested in was preserving his own hide. Amen. Let me tell you something. Daddies, your children this morning need somebody to fight for them. Amen. They need a daddy that'll stand up and, be a godly man and set a godly example down at your house. Amen. They need to see a daddy that prays. They need to see a daddy that's trusting God. They need a daddy to lead. You hear me? They need a daddy to lead down at their house. Not going to get leadership down here at the schoolhouse. Amen. God's going to hold you accountable, daddies. Lord, listen to me now. Listen to he made a big mistake right there by throwing in the towel without even a fight. Not even a fight. Listen now. The second message that Ben-Hadad gives right here. Verse 6. Verse 5. "And the messengers came again and said, Thus speaketh Ben-Hadad, saying, Although I've sent unto thee, saying, Thou shalt deliver me thy silver, thy gold, thy wives, and thy children, yet I'll send my servants unto thee tomorrow about this time." You see, when you cave in to the devil, he ain't going to never be satisfied. He's going to come back again. He'll never be satisfied till he buries you. He'll never be satisfied till he destroys you and everything that's precious to you. In other words, I'm saying this morning, there's a spiritual battle going on. A spiritual warfare. And we need some soldiers this morning. We need some real men that'll stand up and fight against the wiles of the daddy for your family, for your marriage, for your home, everything that's precious to you this morning. He said, "I'm coming again tomorrow, and we're going to go through everything you got. We're going to take everything that's precious to you." Better watch him. He's a sly devil. The matchup, the message, the mistake, the second message. But notice this, the men. I'm talking about real men, not wimpy men. Verse number 8. Verse 7 says, "Then the king of Israel called all the elders of the land and said, Mark, I pray, you see how this man seeketh mischief. For he sent unto me for my wives and for my children, for my silver, for my gold, and I denied him not. In other words, he said, I give him all that. I caved. And all the elders and all the people said unto him, hearken not unto him, nor consent. Right opposite of what Ahab had done. Hearken not. You don't have to give in to the devil this morning. Amen. Fight for what's yours. Right? Amen. Don't consent. Don't compromise. Don't cave in. Don't cower down. There is a cause this morning. Don't let the devil bully, belittle you. Hey, he'll tempt you. He'll tease you. He wants you under bondage, friend, and he wants to bury you. Let me tell you, he'll take you just a little bit at a time till he gets all of you. But let me tell you, his ultimate goal is to kill you. Amen? Let me tell you, he's doing a good job today in wrecking people's lives. The war against God's people. But there was a word for God's people. Thank God for the Word of God this morning. Amen. Thank God for the Word of God this morning. And let me tell you, God has always got a word for His people. Notice what He says right here. Notice before this, let me show you something right here. Wherefore He said unto the messenger of Ben-Hadad in verse 9, tell my lord the king, all that thou didst send to thy servant at first, I'll do. He still wasn't going to change his mind. He was still willing to cower down to the enemy. But then in verse number 13, the Bible says, and behold, there came a prophet unto Ahab, king of Israel, saying, thus saith the Lord, hast thou seen all this great multitude? A prophet. A man of God. A man of God that was willing to tell the truth to this old wicked king. And I tell you, what we need in this land and country today is men of God just like this man of God that will stand up and tell you what thus saith the Lord. Amen. There's too many ear-tickling messages going out of pulpits today. Too many little feel-good sermonettes going out of pulpits today when people need to hear the truth. Amen. And the truth this morning is God's Word today is telling you this morning that there's a real devil who wants to steal, kill, and destroy you. Word for God's people. The prophet. Notice, not only the prophet that was willing to deliver, thus saith the Lord, but the problem. He says, hast thou seen all this great multitude? How big's your problem this morning? That's what the man of God said to Ahab. Thus saith the Lord. Have you looked at your problem? Have you seen how big your problem is? It's overwhelming, isn't it? Sometimes things come upon us that we just, within ourselves, we just don't see any way out. We don't see any way to win. But let me tell you something, what God had to say there. He made a promise. He made a promise that day to His people. He said, I will deliver. And He's still the same God today that He was in Ahab's day. And He can still deliver you out of your troubles this morning. But you gotta listen. You gotta listen to what thus saith the Lord. And you gotta be obedient to what thus saith the Lord. And you gotta get your life lined up with this Bible right here and be obedient to God. The size of that problem was enormous. 32 kings, horses, and chariots was coming against him. And he was willing just to throw in the towel and give it all up. How big's your problems this morning? Let me tell you something. We all got problems. Amen? Troubles. Troubles. Everybody got troubles today. But God was saying to His people, I'm bigger than your enemy. I'm bigger than your enemy. I can handle your enemy. I will deliver. The prophet, the problem, the promise. But notice the plan right here. In verse 14, let me tell you, God has got a plan, if we'll just line up with His plan. He's got a plan for victory. He says, and Ahab said, by whom? I deliver into thine hand this day, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. And Ahab said, by whom? And he said, thus saith the Lord, even by the young men of the princes of the provinces. Young men? Young men? Listen up, young men. God is looking to enlist you in the battle. Young daddies, let me tell you something. Daddies, God is looking for you to defend your children. They have a right to hear the gospel. They have a right to see God's power and His glory at the house of God and down at your house. It's up to you, hey, to be a real man and follow God through His great plan. You notice that He calls out the young men. There's too many young men today that's gone the way of the world, and the things of the world have taken them away from the things of God, and they want somebody else to raise their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, when it's your responsibility. It's your battle. You can fight for your children. You can fight for your home, or you can just throw in the towel and call it quits. But let me tell you something. The devil's going to come after you kids. We're living in a wicked day. We're living in the last days. We're living in the days of Noah. We're living in the days of Sodom. And the devil's got many, many, many avenues to come at your children to try to lure them to hell. Amen. Facts are facts. God's Word is true. Young men, get in this thing. It's up to you. You going to go down a pathway to destruction or down a pathway to victory? This life ain't going to last long. God's plan for the young men. But notice He had a plan for leadership. He said, even by the young men of the province, of the princes of the provinces, then He said, Ahab says, and who shall order the battle? He answered, you are. You. You. Can I tell you, older men, God has a place for you in the battle. Amen. You're to lead. You're to be an example to the young men. Amen. God's looking for some leadership that'll stand against the wiles of the devil. And you notice when Ahab became obedient, verse number 21 says, and the king of Israel went out and smote the horses and chariots and slew the Assyrians with a great slaughter. Victory. Victory is available. Victory is possible. The war against God's people, the word for God's people, but notice thirdly and lastly this morning, the warning. The warning for God's people. They just experienced victory. Have you ever had trouble come up in your life and you cried out to God and God delivered you from your trouble? God come through for you? He will. And He's able. But notice this warning for God's people in verse 22. And the prophet came to the king of Israel, said unto him, go strengthen thyself and mark, and see what thou doest, for at the return of the year the king of Syria will come up against thee. The devil never gives up. He'll come again, and he'll come again, and he'll come again. And God has a warning here for His people. He says, go strengthen thyself. Strengthen thyself. That puts a responsibility upon me. That puts a responsibility upon you, men. Strengthen yourself. Get in the Word of God. Get in your prayer closet. Get to following, being obedient to the things of God. Because the devil, hey, you may whoop him today. God may give you victory today, but he'll come back again. Amen. You may have a weakness, a problem in your life, and you may get victory over it. Well, the devil, he'll find another place to come at you. He don't give up. Strengthen thyself. You better recognize the devices that Satan has. He knows all about you. He's got a device that just fits me and just fits you and your weaknesses. The strengthening of thyself. But notice the strategy of the devil. And the servants of the king of Syria said unto him, said unto Ben-Hadad, their gods are gods of the hills. Therefore they were stronger than we. Let us fight against them in the plain, and surely we shall be stronger than they. In other words, he said, let's get them down in the valley. We can whoop them there. They whooped us up on the mountain. You know, in the Christian life, it's a wonderful thing to have a mountaintop experience, isn't it? I mean, it's wonderful for everything to be right, and we got victory, and we're on the mountain. But the devil says right here that if we can just get them in the valley. Can I tell you something this morning? When you get down in a valley, and all of us have valley experiences, all of us have bad days, and we get distressed, and we get in a, we get defeated, and we get to doubting the things that God has said in His Word. That's when the devil's really, really coming after you. Amen. That's what he said right here. If we can just get them down, if we can get them down in the valley, then we can whoop them. You better watch yourself. When you're at your weakest, that's when you need to be the closest to the Lord. That's when you need to be calling upon God. Listen, we've got a God that's able. Instead of looking at your circumstances and your troubles this morning, you better be looking at Christ. You better be looking at the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what the enemy was saying right there? They're in the valley. If we can get them in the valley, there we can kill them. I said a while ago, the devil don't want to just defeat you. He wants to kill you. It's by the grace of God that you're here today. It's by the grace of God that we're alive today. By God's mercy and His grace. The devil will attack you when you're down in the valley. But let me tell you, God knows all about your valley today. God knows all about your valley and what you're going through. Fighting or folding? Can I tell you something this morning? You got a choice this morning. Just like Ahab had in his day. You got a choice this morning. You going to fight or you going to fold? You got a choice. Throw in the towel. I ain't fighting. Or you can say to the devil, you ain't getting it. You ain't getting it. You're not getting my children. You're not getting my children. You're not getting my home. My family. I'm going to fight. Daddies, he's looking for some young men. Would y'all come with a song this morning? I'm through preaching this morning. I've done what God wanted me.